Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
Daf Tesvamim and Aleph. The Gemara tries to bring a raya that Beshamay also could derayim from a story where Gamliel was miyabim Saras Bitoy. So we see that Beshamay also could derayim. So the Gemara says no. Of course, Rabbi Gamliel didn't do like Beis Shammai. The reason Rabbi Gamliel was miyabim tzaras bitoy was because there was something special in Rabbi Gamliel's daughter's case. The Gemara has a few mahalchim how to explain what Rabbi Gamliel's cheshbon was at its mutter. One mahalach in the Gemara is that Rabbi Gamliel's brother made a tanai when he was mekadosh Rabbi Gamliel's daughter. Let's say he made a tanai that she doesn't have the dorum on her, and in the end he found out that she's not going to have a dorum. So, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it becomes Mekachtos, and she's not Mekudeshes. So therefore, her Tzara was never a Tzara Zerva. There was never a Kedushin retroactively. However, the Gemara brings Acherim. Acherim holds that the reason that Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Miyabim, Tzara of his daughter, even though it should be a Tzara Zerva, is not because of a Tnai that Rabbi Gamliel's brother made when he married her. It's because Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was an Islandess. And since she was an islandess, so there's no Ptur of Tzara Zerva, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was Miyabim Ritzara. The Gemara explains, what's the machlokes between the Tanakama, the way the Gemara explained, because there was a Tanai, and Acherim holds Tanai wouldn't be enough to make the Kedushin bottle retroactively, and therefore he had to say that the reason Rabbi Gamliel was Miyabim, the Tzara of his daughter, was because she was an islandess. The Gemara explains, Yesh Tnai Bebiya Ikebeneo. It's machlek is whether there's a Tnai Bebiya. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, if a man is Mekadosh a woman with a Tnai, and then he makes Nisuan, and he makes a Biya, according to the Tanakama, even if he made a Biya afterwards, it won't make a difference. If she wasn't Mekadosh the Tnai, if she had Nedarim or a Mumin, whatever Tnai he made that he shouldn't have, and she had, it's Mebatel Kedushin, even if he made a Biya. However, Acherim hold that since Eino Nemaisa Bilasa Bilasnos, and he was Bayil, so he definitely was Meichel the Tanai that he made. Even if he was Mekadosh B'Tanai, since he made a Bia afterwards, he's Meichel the Tanai in order to make sure it's not a Bilasnos, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. That's the Machlaikis Acherim and Tanakama. Tanakama holds that the Tanai is still intact, even if after he made a Bia. According to Acherim, once he made a Bia, there's no more Tanai, and she's Mekudeshes, even if the Tanai was not Mekuyim. The Ritva asks on Rashi, it's very not Mashma in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Yesh Tanai Bebiya Ike Beineyu, is Mashma, there's a Shaila, you can make a Tanai when one's making a Bia. That's not the case over here, the way Rashi explains it. The way Rashi explains, the Shaila is, if he's Meichel on the Tanai, because Eino Demosa Bilos Bilos Nos. The Lashon of the Gemara, according to Rashi, asks the Ritva, L'chayr is a big Deichik. The Rashba and the Ritva both bring a different Mahalach in the Gemara. They bring Shitas Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin that says the Machlaikis of Yesh Tanai Bebiya Ike Beineyu is that the case of Rabbi Gamliel's brother is that he was Mekadosh Bebiya and he made a Tanai by the Kedushin. To understand why there should be a Machlaikis about this, we need some background. The Zigmar Ksubas Tefayin Dalo that says that by Chalitza one cannot make a Tanai. Why not? Something that a person can't make a shliach on, he can't make a tanai on. Taisus explains, something that a person is not enough bailim to make a shliach to do the act, he's not enough bailim to make a tanai either. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so by Kedushin, where we find a person could be Mekadish, Bekesef, or Beshtar Beshliach, it makes sense why he can make a tanai. But a Kedushin Bia, which one cannot do through a shliach, how could a person make a tanai with such a Kedushin? And it says, Meforish, a person can make it. Tanai by Kedushe Bia. So the Gemara answers Iskush Havayas Lahadodi that Kedushe Kesef and Kedushe Shtar are Hukash to Kedushe Bia. So just like Kedushe Kesef and Shtar can be done through a Shliach and therefore one can make a Tanai by it, Huadin Kedushe Bia, even though one cannot make a Shliach, but since there's a Hekesh, he can make a Tanai by Kedushe Bia also. Now Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks over there in Ksubis, L'chayra, I should say for Keret. If a man can make Kaddish Rabbiya B'Tanai, and he can't make Kiddush Rabbiya B'Shlichus, so learn from here that the that the rule amidid lase b'shlichos lase b'tanai isn't true. That's a given that a man can be kaddish v'biya b'tanai. So learn the hekesh in reverse. Just like a man can be kaddish b'biya b'tanai, even though he cannot make shlichos on that. So learn iskosh avais ladodi and let the limud start from kiddushay b'biya and go in reverse and say. So you see from there that even kiddushay kesef and kiddushay shtar that are shayach b'shlichos still. The halacha that you can make a tanai by those kinds of kiddushin is not because you could do shlichos, just as we find by kiddushin biyah, that you cannot make shlichos and you still can make a tanai. So Rabbi Kiveger therefore learns pshat in the Gemara iskash havayis ladadi is not the way Rashi explained that it's just a hekesh. If kiddushin kesef can have a tanai, so kiddushin biyah will have the same din. That's not the word. Rabbi Kiveger explains iskash havayis ladadi means the halos of kiddushin is shayach by shlichus, therefore it's shayach b'tanai also, not the particular act of kesef or bia, because for that we're not going to say iskash havayis ladadi. It's the general picture of kedushin is possible. It's possible b'tanai, therefore kedushin bia won't be any different. We look at the whole inyan of kedushin globally. We don't just look at that particular act. So therefore, iskash havayis ladadi means since kedushin as a whole is possible b'tanai, therefore kedushin bia is not going to be any different. As we look at the chalois and not at that particular act. Now, Rabbi Kiveger and Chuvas in Madura Tinyana Sin Kuvov taka paskins that one cannot make a tanai by a chuppah, since a chuppah is not shayach b'shlichos, at least according to some Rishayna. According to those shitas, it's not possible to make a tanai in a sun. It's not possible to make a tanai in a chuppah. The Or Sameach in Perek Yud Mehilchas Yishus also has the same suffix. He has a tzad to say that one cannot make a tanai by chuppah because it's not possible to do it b'shlichos. Getting back to our Gemara, Rav Avraham Av Bezdin explained our Gemara based on the Gemara in Ksubas. Yesh tanai b'biya ikar b'neihu means that the Tanna Kamma holds Rav Gamliel's brother made a tanai by kiddushay biya, and since she wasn't oimid in the tanai, the kiddushin were batal. Aye, it's less of b'shlichos. One cannot be mekadosh b'biya b'shlichos. So why do we say the tanai works? So remember that the Gemara answered that iskush havayis ladadi. Just like kiddushay kesef, one can make a tanai. The same way kiddushay biya, one can make a tanai. Acherim, however, doesn't hold of that Gemara's teretz. He doesn't hold of the Gemara's teretz iskush havayis ladadi, and therefore Acherim says that because of the tanai by the kiddushay biya, she'd stay mekudeshes, and therefore she'd be a tzara serva, the tzara of Rav Gamliel's daughter. The reason Rimli was able to be Miyabim Tzara Aspita is because she was an eyeless. His daughter was an eyeless, and therefore she's not a Tzara's Erva. So the Machlokes, the Tanakama and Acherim, is whether we say that Teretz of Iskash Havayis Ladadi. According to the Tanakama, we say that, and therefore one can make a Tanai by Kedushay Biya. According to Acherim, we don't hold that Teretz of Iskash Havayis Ladadi, and therefore Kedushay Kesef, one can make a Tanai. Kedushay Biya, since it's less of a Bishlichos, one cannot make a Tanai. That's how Rabbeinu Avraham Av Bezdin explained the Gemara. The Rashba is very upset with that. The Rashba says, when you read the Gemara in Ksubis, it's mashma, it's a davar poshet. Nobody argues. Iskash havayis ladadi and kiddushay biya, one can make a tanai just as he can make by kiddushay kesef. Over here we see this machlekes tanoim, and in Ksubis there's no mention of any other tzad. The Rashba blabs b'tzarachiyun. He says, it's a bit strange that over here it's machlekes and the Gemara in Ksubis is a davar poshet. I believe it's interesting to note, the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchas Yishus, when he brings all the rules, when a person can make a tanai, it has to be tanai kodim l'maisa, and kodim l'lav, tanai kofel. The Rambam omits this klal of midid lase b'shlichos lase b'tanai. And then I say, Kalim are very upset about it. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam really mentioned it somewhere else, and he really does hold of it. The Kesem Mishnah, however, holds the Rambam doesn't pass on this klal l'halacha. He doesn't hold midid lase b'shlichos lase b'tanai. Why not? Because the Gemara asks the Kasha, kiddushay biya, which one can make a tanai by, is not b'shlichos. How could one make a tanai? So the Gemara answered, iskash havayis ladadi. The Rambam holds that's a very big doichik, because iskash havayis ladadi, so therefore one can make a kiddushay biya b'tanai. What does one have to do with the other? Kiddushay kesef, one can make a tanai because he can make a shliach. Kiddushay biya, one cannot make a tanai because he cannot make a shliach. He doesn't hold that the Gemara's teretz, and therefore the Rambam doesn't paskin midid lase b'shlichos lase b'tanai. Now it's very shver l'chalchayr for the Rambam not to pass like a Gemara because he holds it as a doichik. If the Gemara accepts it, the Rambam can't argue with the Gemara.
Now it could be that
according to the Rashba's Kasha, we might have an understanding for the base of the Rambam. The Rashba asks over there in Ksubis, it's a double pasha that Iskun Shavayis Ladadi. Over here we see it's Machlokes Tanoim. It could be that Rama makes himself an our sugya. That we see it's not a double pasha that Iskun Shavayis Ladadi. We see it's Machlokes Tanoim. And since the Rambam holds that the teretz of Iskus Shavayis Ladadi is a daichik, he passed like a chayrim, that we don't say that teretz, and therefore we can now extrapolate the other way. Like Rav Kveger asked the kasha on the Gemara over there. Since that's a given, that a man can mekadesh b'biyu b'tanai, and it's a daichik to say the teretz of Iskus Shavayis Ladadi to learn that that's the reason one can mekadesh b'biyu b'tanai, therefore we'll say in reverse that since it's a given according to the Rambam that a man can mekadesh b'biyu b'tanai, he has rights from several places in the Shas that that's the din. And the Rambam holds that we don't say the Gemara's teretz of Iskus Havayis Ladodi. He holds like a cherem over here. Therefore, it goes the other way. We learn in reverse from Kiddush Bia that one can definitely make Kiddushin B'tanai, even though it's not Shayach B'shlichus. We learn from there that the rule of Midid Lesa B'shlichus, Lesa B'tanai isn't true. And this may be the Makar of the Rambam, not the Pasma like the Gemara and Ksubas, as the Ketz Mishnah explains. The Gemara wants to bring another raya that also Beshamik Devreim, the Gemara brings a Maisa Bar Akiva, that he was Malakit and Esrig on Aleph Shvat, and he did two types of Maisers, one Maiser Oni, one Maiser Sheni. So you see that he acted like Beshamai, and he acted like Beisil. It's Machloikis, when is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois? Beshamai says Aleph Shvat, Beisil says Tesvav Beshvat. And the Gemara on the Havamina understood that Rabbi Kiva did two types of Meisers, Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni, in accordance with both Beishamai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that Beishamai also could derive him. So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't that Rabbi Kiva was going according to Beishamai. Rabbi Kiva was Mesupik, what Beishamai held and what Beis Hillel held. And Misafik, he was Meiser, both Meisers. Now Tosfos writes that it's not that he was Meiser twice, both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni, because he really could do it with one Meiser. What could he do? He was Mafresh Meiser Sheni. He was paid it. He redeemed it. And then he gave out the Meiser to Aniim, and the money he used, B'Kedushas Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So with one Meiser, he was able to be Paiter both Chiyuvim. If it was Meiser Sheni, so then he was paid. If it was Taka Meiser Oni, Taka gave it to the Aniim. Now, the text says Yishanim is mashma that Hitaka did give two maestres. The Hagois on the side, right underneath the text says Yishanim actually asks the Chayyur, there was no reason to give both. He could have given just one and done Taisus as Eitzah, which Taisus is actually quoting Yerushalmi. It has, it could be it's a Tal Sefer in the Taisus Yishanim. But really, there's a question to be asked also on Taisus. Why did Rabbi Kiva have to give it to Aniyim Bechlal? It's Safik Mamen Aniyim. And the klal is, by Safik Mamen Aniyim, Hamoitzim Chaveir Olvaraya. He could tell the Ani, prove to me that it's Meiser Ani. It was a Safik. Why would he have to give it to the Aniyim Misafik? Now, Rav Nissim Goyin, in Erev and Davov, L'chayra explains this halacha, that Rabbi Kiva did it with the Meshur Sadin. Really, he did not have to give it to Aniyim. It's a Safik, he could keep it. However, this whole inyan needs a bit of clarification. The Rambam paskins in Perek Aleph Milchas Meiser Sheni, Halacha Yud Aleph, if Paris of the second year got mixed up with Paris of the third year, he doesn't know what Paris are in front of him. Paris of Shana Shnir that need Meiser Sheni, or Paris of the third year that need to be given from them Meiser Oni. What should one do? So, if it's an equal Sothic, the Rambam paskins, he should be Mafrish Meiser Sheni and not Meiser Oni, because Meiser Sheni is more Chomer. It's more stringent. It's Kaddish. Meiser Oni is just Chol. The Ravid is very upset at this. He asks, why shouldn't it be Mafrish Meiser Oni? It's still Tevel. If somebody isn't Mafrish Meiser Oni, it's Tevel. And more than that, the Ravid asks, he should be Mafrish Meiser Oni also, not just Meiser Sheni, just like Rabbi Akiva was Mafrish two Meisers. So, the Kesef Mishnah writes in the name of the Mari Korkus, when somebody is Mafresh Meiser Sheni, it doesn't mean that he's Mafresh Meiser Sheni exclusively. What it means is he's Mafresh Meiser Sheni. he has in mind that if it's payers of the second year, it's Meiser Sheni. If it's payers of the third year, it should be for Meiser Oni. But he asked to act with it, Bektushas Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni is more Chomer. But he really intended on being Mafrish, the right Meiser. He just doesn't know which Meiser he has to be given. So he's Mafrish with the intention of whichever one is the right Meiser, he's Meiser. If it be payers of the second year, it should be Meiser Sheni. If it's payers of the third year, it should be Meiser Oni. But he doesn't have to give it to the Aniyim, because Misafik, he doesn't have to give Meiser Oni to Aniyim. And he's Noeg B'Kedusha Sheni, because it's a Safik. And the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni is much more Chomer than Meiser Rishon. The only question that remains, why do we see that Rabbi Akiva was Machshish Misafik and gave it to Aniyim? Why does the Rambam Paskin differently and say he doesn't have to give it to the Aniyim B'chlal? The Mikdash David, in his Sefer on Zroim, Simen Ulches, writes to answer the Ravitz Kasha. Of course, the rule is, according to the Rambam, that Hamoitzim Chaveri Olav Harayim, and one does not have to give Meiser Oni Misafik. It's a regular Shaila in Hilchas Mamonis. Who do the payers belong to? The Aloch is Hamoitzim Chaveri Olav Harayim. He has to be Mafrish Misafik, but he doesn't have to give. However, the story of Rabbi Akiva is different. He says, why does one not have to give a Safik Meiser Oni to an Oni? Because he is the Muchzik. He's holding on to it. And Hamoitzim Chaveri Olav Harayim. However, Rabbi Akiva was different. Rabbi Akiva was special. The Gemara Masechet Kiddushin Daf Chozayin says, Shaini Rabbi Akiva, the Yad Aniyim Havi. Rabbi Akiva was a Gabbai Tzedakah, and he had the din of Yad Aniyim. So when Rabbi Akiva is holding on to Meisters, and it's a Suffolk if it's Mamin Aniyim, Rabbi Akiva is not the Muchzik, because he has the din of Yad Aniyim. He's a Gabbai Tzedakah. That's a halacha for Rabbi Akiva specifically. Anybody else that has a suffix, whether he has to give Meiser Oni or not, doesn't have to. Rabbi Akiva is muchzik for the Aniyim as much as he's muchzik for himself. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva had to machmer and give it to the Aniyim. That's why the Ravitz Kash on the Rambam from Rabbi Akiva is not shver. Everywhere else one can be mekel. The truth is, I don't really understand what the Mikdash David is saying. A Gabbai Tzedakah, of course, every time he makes a Maisa Kinyan, doesn't necessarily be kinder for the Aniyim. He has the option to decide who he's being Zaycha for. If Rabbi Akiva did not intend on doing it for the Aniyim, he doesn't become the Yad of the Aniyim against his will. So therefore, one must understand why was Rabbi Akiva Machmer and gave it to the Aniyim if it wasn't with the Meshuras Adin. He didn't have to be zoichen it for the Aniyim. He had an option to pick it up for whoever he wants to. So, therefore, it's still a chayra, a bit shver. Why was Rabbi Akiva Machmer to give it to Aniyim? The Rambam Paskins, in a case where there's a suffix, if something is Meiser Sheni or Meiser Oni, he should be mafresh it and keep it for himself. The Avi Ezri, in Perek Ches, Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Halacha Beis, really asks another kasha. Besides the Ravitz kasha that asks Rabbi Akiva, you see, gave Meiser Oni to the Aniyim, even though it was a suffix, and the Rambam Paskins, if you have a suffix, which year these pairs are from? Shana Shnia, the second year, or the third year, he is mafresh, and he doesn't give to the Aniyim. And the question is, why is that any different than Rabbi Akiva, that he did give the suffix Meiser Oni to the Aniyim? Now the Ezri asks another kasha. The Rambam before that, in Perek Aleph Milchas Meiser Sheni, paskins that of yoinos, a certain kind of fruit, that it's a suffix if it has a din of a pre, or if it has a din of a zrayim. The nafkamina is, do we go after this man Lakita, or is the year that it's chayva meiser is determined by this man of Chanota? Like regular pears, like regular trees of a fruit. Since it's a suffix, the Rambam paskins, that one must be machmer and be mafrish, both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni, and give the Meiser Oni to Aniyim. The question is, the Rambam paskins earlier that
Paris, which are a suffix, if they're from the second year or the third year. We don't know if they're chayvim meiser sheni or meiser ani. The Rambam says, once just mafresh meiser sheni, he doesn't have to give meiser ani to the ani misafik. And here the Rambam paskins by Evyonis that one must, yes, give meiser ani to the ani, even though it's a suffix, whether it's chayvim meiser ani b'chol. How do we answer the stira in the Rambam? Rav Shachan Aliezri explains that there are two types of sveikus that we find by Safek Matnas Anim. The sheet of the Rashba in Masechta Nedarim Daf Zayin by the Gemara Safek of Yesh Yad L'Staka or not. The Gemara is a Safek if somebody made a neder for tzedakah by using a yad, not mamash a neder. The Gemara has a Safek if Yesh Yad L'Staka and it's as if he was neder L'Staka. And the Gemara blames the Safek. The Rashba paskins that Safik is Surah L'chum. It's a Safik Yisur. Is he chayv to give tzedakah or not? The Rashba paskins that Safik L'hachna. Yet we find in other places that Safik Matnas Aniyim is L'haka. So Rav Shach explains that there's a kind of Safik that's in the Etzem Mechayiv. Is this situation mechayiv tzedakah? Is it mechayiv matnas aniyim? Evyonis, we don't know what kind of fruit they are. It's a suffix in the din. Is this a fruit or is it a zera? Does it have the halacha that it goes basar chanata? Or does it have the halacha that the year is determined by the zman lakita when you harvest it, not when the pre was blasted? That's a suffix in the mechayiv. That's a suffix in the din. The halacha is that suffix the arayis l'chumra. It's a suffix if one must give meiser ani or meiser sheni in such a case. So we're machmer in both directions. The same way, if somebody is mesupik, or Bakiva was mesupik, whether the date for a new year for fruit is alav shvat or tu b'shvat, it's a suffix in the din. It's a suffix in the mechayiv. It's not a coincidental suffix. It's not a suffix in the story. It's a suffix be'etzem. Is such a pre-chayiv in Meiser Ani or not? One must be machmer. Suffix d'arayis l'chumr. The Torah says you have to give Meiser Ani. And one must be machmer. However, if it's a suffix in this particular circumstance, it's not a suffix in the mechayiv. Paris got mixed up. He doesn't know if he has to give it or not. Does he have to give this to the aniyim? Or does he eat it by himself in Yerushalayim like Meiser Sheni? Where it's a private suffix. It's a suffix in this particular story. It's a circumstantial suffix. That's not a suffix iser. That's not going to have the rule of suffix d'arayis l'chumra. That's a question. Does he have to give these fruit to the ani? It's not a basic question. It's a very local question on this particular story. If it got mixed up, the Rambam says, in such a case where he doesn't know, do I have to give it or not, it's your shiloh that has a halacha of safik mamon lahakel. If it's a more basic shiloh, if it's a question on the etzem mechayiv, is tu b'shvat the date that cuts off between one year and the next, or alef shvat? Is evyonis considered fruit of a tree, or is it considered zeraim? Does it go after the Zman Lakita? Or does the Zman Chanata determine which kind of maisers you give? That's not a suffix for this particular person. It's not a suffix that will say on it, suffix mamun lahokel. It's not a suffix to you. It's a suffix in the Etzem Halacha. Any suffix in the basic Mechayiv, a suffix in the Halacha, or a suffix to the Klal on a particular item, that's not going to be determined by the halacha of Safek Mamon L'Hakel. That's going to be determined by the general rule of Safek D'Arayis L'Chumra. It's a Safek in Shiloh. It's a Safek L'Halacha. A Safek L'Halacha, even if it has ramifications in Hilchas Mamonis, but since it's a Shiloh in Isser, Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah is a Shiloh in Hilchas Nedarim. Its ramifications, its nafkamina, are in Hilchas Mamonis. But the question starts much before that. The question is a Shaila in Hilchas Nedarim. In such a case, we're going to paskin that sofik diraisa lechumra, and we're not going to say it's sofik mamon leiser. Therefore, in the case of avyonos, or in the case of yesh yad letzdaka, or in the case of Rabbi Akiva sofik, if Aleph Shvat or Tu B'Shvat is the cutoff date for the next year for Trumas or Maisras, in all those cases, we're not going to say Safek Mamun Lahakal. It's not a local Shaila in your particular case. It's a basic Shaila. What's the halacha? The rule is in such a case, we're going to say Safek Dirayish Lachumra. However, where it's a coincidental story, it's just a matter of circumstance. He happened to have mixed up his Peiros, and he doesn't know whether this is Peiros of the second year, that's Mechayiv Maaser Sheni, or Peiros of the third year, that's Mechayiv Maaser Ani. In such a case, we're not going to say Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. He has a Safek whether he has to give it. It's not a basic question in the Halacha. He has a question how to deal with this particular issue. What's the issue? The issue is Mamonis. We're going to say Safek Mamon L'Hakel, and that's why he won't have to give it to the Anim. However, in Bakiba's case, where he had a Safek in Din, that was a much more basic shaila, and therefore Rabbi Akiva was machmer, and he had to give it to the aniyim. Although it was truly a suffix to Rabbi Akiva also. The Gemara, one of the rayas that Beshamai Asuk Dibreim brings the case of Sheikis Yehu. Sheikis Yehu was a hollow stone that water flowed into from the mountain. The stone was next to the mikvah. There was a hole between the stone and a full-size mikvah. And since water flowed between this sheikis, between this hollow stone and the mikvah, through a hole that was in the joint wall that connected these two, the sheikis and the mikvah. The hole was the size of a sheferes anoid. A sheferes anoid means a pipe that stuffs up a noid. The circumference of such a pipe is the width of two fingers that can be turned around freely, a little more than the width of two fingers. Since the hole between the sheikis and the mikvah was that size, and the water flowed between them, it made it as if the sheikis was connected and part of the mikvah, and therefore people were able to toivel Kalim inside the sheikis, and they don't have to bring it into the mikvah mamish. The sheikis is considered connected because there's a hole the size of a shfer zanoid between the sheikis and the mikvah, and there's water that goes between them. That's enough to connect it and make it as one entity. It's one mikvah, and he could makbel Kalim inside the sheikis, and he didn't have to be makbel them in the mikvah mamish. Since it's connected through a hole that's shfer zanoid and water goes between them, it's considered as if they're one thing. It's made Erev Mekvais, and therefore he can be matbel kalim inside the sheikis itself. It doesn't have to be matbel in the mikvah. So we see, L'chaira, that the shear for connecting two areas through water, the shear for the chibur of the two mikvais, the two parts of the mikvah, or something similar, should be the shear of Shefer HaSanoid. It has to be a hole that is the size of the width of two fingers. The amount of water that goes through such a hole, is mechaber, connects different parts of a mikvah, connects water from one area to the next. That's L'chaira, the lesson from this Mishnah. Now, Taisus asks a kasha. Mishnah Perakhas and Taharas, and the Gemara brings it to himself to the Gittin Daf, Tesayin and Aleph, says like this: Hanitzoik, water that's being poured, Bakatafras, water that's going very sharp on a sharp incline down a hill, Umashka Tefech, or water that's, if you touch it, you get a bit wet, are not Chibur, Lodo Tumu, Lodo Tahara. They cannot be Machaber, different areas, not for Tumu, not for Tahara. Such water cannot connect different areas, either to Matayr or to Matame. If it's water that's wet enough to be matfiach, the next thing that it touches, if you touch the water, it's wet enough, there's enough water that if you touch something else, it will also become wet, that does make a chibur. It says the klal is, chibur through water is, if it's tefeach minas latfiach, it's wet enough that when it touches A is going to be wet enough to touch B. Al-Kopanim, you see that the shear for being mechaber, two areas with water, is not the shear of a hole that's full of water that's the size of Shefer HaSanoid. If it's tefeach al-manas latfeach, if it's just enough water that the person or thing that touches it can make the next thing wet by touching it afterwards, that's enough of a shear of being mechaber. So why does the Mishnah over here need a shear of Shefer HaSanoid? It's much, much more water than the shear of tefeach al-manas latfeach. Tefeach al-manas latfeach is a bit of water that's just enough to make the next thing wet. Why do we need a shear Shefer HaSanoid when the Mishnah says in Taharis that the shear for Chibur is much, much less than that? Tefeach and Asatfeach is enough to Mechaber for Tuma and Tahara.
Rabbeinu Tam answers that it's not a kasha b'chal. The amount of water needed to go through the hole to connect the two areas is just Tefeach and Asatfeach. A slight bit of water that's just enough to make whoever touches it wet, that they'll be able to touch something else to make it wet, tefeach al-manas la'atfiach.
That's regarding how much water has to be there. However, regarding the size of the hole that the water has to go through, it has to be the size of Sheferes HaNoid. The halacha of Sheferes HaNoid is in regards to the size of the hole. The halacha of Tefeach HaManas LaTefeach is in regards to how much water actually has to go through that hole in order to connect the shaykes, this hollow stone, and the rest of the mikvah. The Ri is very upset with Rabbeinu Tam. He says the shear of Sheferes HaNoid is definitely not just the shear of the hole. It also is a determining factor on how much water has to go through. He brings a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos that if there's a hole on top of the wall, not in the middle of the wall, but on top, then it has to be the width of Sheferes HaNoid, and the water has to be high, kiklipas hashum, like the peel of a garlic. Al kolpon, you see, it's not enough that the water be just tefeach hamanas latfiach. There is a shear of klipas hashum, and it's not enough tefeach hamanas latfiach. And it's mashma, that if the hole is in the middle of the wall, not on the top of the wall, and it's connected in between where the wall continues the top of the hole has to be entirely full with water. So the Ri learns that the shear of Tefeach HaManas LaTefeach has nothing to do with Erev Mikvois. And that's how he answers Taisus's kasha. The halacha of Erev Mikvois needs Sheferes HaNoid. If you want to connect a different area that doesn't have 40 saw, the shear of a mikvah, to a mikvah, and make that a viable option to toivel inside there, there has to be the shear of Sheferes HaNoid in order to connect the extension of the mikvah to the mikvah itself. Where it says that Tefeach HaManas LaTefeach is a chibur, it's enough to connect water to another area, that's not in regards to Erev Mikvois. It's not in regards to extending a mikvah. It's in regards to Hashaka. The halacha is, if one has tamei water and he puts it in the mikvah, it's metayer the water. One doesn't have to take the water and totally immerse it inside a mikvah. It's enough that there is a chibur, a connection, with a small enough amount of water that's tefeach hamanas latefeach, a very slight connection. That's enough to consider the water is connected, and it's as if he immersed this water into the mikvah. However, to make Erev Mikvois, to connect a mikvah to another area, to consider it an extension of the mikvah, that needs much more. That needs Sheferes HaNoid. And before we go further in Taismas, I'd like to mention the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Moren Riz HaLevi, in Perek Vav Mehilchas Mikvois, Klaras HaChakira. Is the shear of Sheferes HaNoid by mikvah, is that a shear in the hole? Or is that a shear in how much water has to flow between one area of the mikvah and the extension of the mikvah? Is it a halacha in the water or a halacha in breaking the mechitza? Now the Brisker Rav says, that's pashut, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the shear of Sheferes HaNoid is a shear in the hole. It has nothing to do with the water. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, as long as you have a hole that's Sheferes HaNoid, even if the water is just tefeach hamanas latfiach, a slight bit of water, just enough to make the next two stops that are touched by this water wet. It doesn't have to be that the entire hole is full with water. In Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear that the halacha of Sheferes HaNoid is a halacha in the hole. It's not a halacha in how much water we need to go between the one side of the mikvah and the extension. However, according to the Ri, who learns that the whole hole of the Sheferes HaNoid has to be full of water, except when the hole is on top, according to him, one may clear. Is it because he learns that that's the shear of water that has to go through in order to extend the mikvah and make an Erev Mikvois? Or is it also, according to the Ri, it's just a shear of the size of the hole that has to be in order to connect the mikvah to somewhere else? It's also a shear in the hole, according to the Ri. Just the reason it has to be full of water, because if it doesn't fill up with water, the top part of the hole that doesn't have water going through it is not considered part of the mikvah. It's considered as added to the mikvah. But it's not that it's a shear in how much water has to flow between the two areas to connect them. He's also made that a small amount of water would be enough. The reason he holds it has to be full of water is because we need such a size of a nekev, such a size of a hole, and if there isn't water flowing between them, that area is considered that it's already out of the mikvah. The Briskerov proves that also according to the Ri, the shear of Shreferes HaNoid is not a halacha in how much water we need to flow between the two areas to consider it a connection of the mikvah, to consider it an extension of the mikvah. The Ri also learns that it's a halacha in the size of the nekev, in the size of the hole. And the Raya is because in the case where it's porutz lamalo, where it's nekev between the mikvah and the shaykes is on the top of the wall, there's a slight break in the wall on top. The halacha is the width of the break, the width of the hole has to be k'shreferes hanoid. But the amount of water that has to go between the mikveh and the shaykes is just the height of klipas hashum. You don't have water there in the shear of shreferes hanoid. The shreferes hanoid is just the width of the hole, of the break in the wall. So you see, you don't need the amount of water that goes through a shreferes hanoid in order to make Erev Mikvayis. It's just the halacha in the hole. And when the hole is on top, it's enough to have water that's at the height of klipas hashum, of the peel of a garlic. Al kolpanim, the Briskerov learns that the halacha of a hole of shreferes hanoid is not a halacha in how much water has to go between the two areas to consider it connected as one. It's a halacha in the size of the hole that has to be between the mikvah and the shaykes in order to consider it an extension of the mikvah. Now, Taisus continues to prove the Ri's svara that the halacha of tefeach amanas lahatfiach is not talking about eruv mikvahs. It's not talking about mixing and extending a mikvah to another area, because the Gemara in Gittin towards the end of the sugya says, Dilma le'in mikvois Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe the halacha of tefeach amanas la'atfiach is talking about mikvah and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case? Somebody toivled and he went out of the mikvah. The mikvah is exactly 40 saw. He's slightly wet with the shear of tefeach amanas la'atfiach. Now some of that shear of 40 saw is on his body. How do we use the water that's on his body to be considered part of the mikvah, that if somebody else toivels inside, it's considered that he's toiveling in a mikvah of 40 saw, because the water on his body is tefeach amanas lahatfiach, and Rabbi Yehuda holds good achis, that something that's connected can go from top to bottom. Good achis, like we find by mechitzas, good achis, mechitzta, Rabbi Yehuda holds good achis. So, between the halacha of good achis, that the water is considered that it's as if it went down, and there is water that's on his body, tefeach hamanas la'atfiach, that's what the halacha of tefeach hamanas la'atfiach is considered a chibur. But in a case where there's no good achis, where his feet are not in the mikvah, where we can't connect the water that's on his body to the water that's in the mikvah, we're not going to say that tefeach hamanas la'atfiach is any kind of chibur to connect a mikvah to other water. Now, Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Tumas Oichlin, Perek Zayin, sheds a tremendous amount of light on this Tosfos and really on the entire sugya. Reb Chaim explains that there are two distinct inyanim, two distinct ideas that are being presented here. There's an inyan of Erev Mikvois, there's an inyan of creating a mikvah by connecting it to a kosher mikvah, and then there's an inyan of chibur, there's an inyan of connecting water to a different place. To connect water from one place to the next, whether we're talking about hashaka, or whether we're talking about the metame, Tifeach amanas lahatfiach is enough of a chibur, it's enough of a connection to be metame or metaher water. It's as if we connected it with a medium of water. That's tifeach amanas lahatfiach. That's enough of a medium to carry tumo or tahara from one source of water to the next. When we're talking about Eruv Mikvois, we're not talking about Chibur. We're talking about Eruv. That's a different thing. That's mixing. That's to consider one area part of the next. It's not just connecting. That's making an Eruv, turning the two different separate entities into one. That, the water that's Tefeach HaManas LaHatfiach will not suffice. Actually, Reb Chaim says, the shear of Eruv of Shefer HaSanoid is not just found by Mikvois. It's found in other places also. By Mechatos, Mayim of Apora Aduma. If it's sitting in a Kli, and there's a hole that's Shefer HaSanoid that connects that to another Kli, the water that's in the other Kli is also considered Mechatos. It's also Niskadesh. A hole of Shefer HaSanoid makes it that the two areas that are separated by a wall, if there's a hole, it's as if that wall was broken down, so to speak, and it's considered one area, one entity. Reb Chaim explains, that's Pshat in Reb Yehuda, that he needs both good achis and tefeach amanas la'atfiach. The idea of the good achis, the water that's on this man who's on his way out of the mikveh and his feet are still in the mikveh, good achis makes it that there's Eruv Mikvois. There's a mixture, and it makes one entity, the man and the mikvah, are considered one big mikvah. However, there has to be chibur. There has to be a connection of water flowing from the mikvah to him, or from him to the mikvah. That, tefeach amanas la'atfiach, suffices and makes it as if it's connected. But connection is not enough to make it into one entity. For that we need the halacha of Erev Mikvois. Reb Yehuda holds a good achis makes it that it's considered one area. To connect the water, that we need the amount of water that's tefeach amanas la'atfiach. Reb Chaim says that's really the answer to Taisa's kasha. Taisa asks the kasha, why do we need a shear of Shefer HaSanoid? Tefeach amanas la'atfiach is enough. Reb Chaim says that Tefeach HaManas LaTefeach is a halacha in Chibur. It's a halacha of connecting water from one place to the next. To make Eruv, to make it considered as one entity, it should be one mikvah. Tefeach HaManas LaTefeach will not suffice. One would need Shir HaShefer HaSanoid, or in a case where it's a man who is going on his way out of the mikvah, if we hold, like Rabbi Huda, that good achis, that could also make Eruv. But the idea of Eruv and the idea of Chibur, the idea of mixing two areas into one entity, and the idea of connecting water from one area to another are two separate halachas, and therefore they are two separate shiurim, and with that he explains why Taisa's kasha is not shver. On Amud Beis, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yeshua was asked about Bnei Tzaras Erva, who married Lashuk, according to Beishamai, they are Oilus Libim, they have to misyabim. And therefore they're forbidden to marry anyone. According to Beis Hillel, they're potter from Yibum, and they're mutter Lashuk. According to Beis Shammai, women who married Lashuk, in accordance with Beis Hillel Shita, are the children of those women mutter l'kohuna, or are they pogum l'kohuna? At first the Gemara wants to say that they're posel l'kohuna, they're pogum, because it's a kavachaymer. If a kohen gadol is ba'an al-amana, she becomes a chalala, and if another kohen lives with her afterwards, her children are halalim, they're pekum and lekuhuna, even though that's not an isser for all of Klal Yisrael, just for kehanim. Kolshkein, a kohen who lives with Yavam and Lashuk, are sure the children are pekum and pasul lekuhuna. Afterwards, the Gemara is matchal kal v'chaimer, and the Gemara says, mal almana shehi asum as halalas. It's different. The case of an almana lekohen gadol is different because she herself becomes pasul. She's pasul to marry a kohen hedyot, and she's pasul to eat truma. If she's a dor of a kain, she becomes nifsal, she becomes nifgam from being able to eat truma. Masha en kain, a yavam l'shuk, or machzor grushasai, she doesn't become pasul. She doesn't become a chalala. As Rashi explains, if it's to Aser from eating Shuma in her father's house, she doesn't become possible. Kedamirin Perek Alman Alakayim Gadol, as the Gemara says in Daf Samach Tes, De'ein Nifselas Bias Chai Ve'Lavin, Elu Bezar Etzla Me'ikara. She doesn't become possible to eat Shuma if she was nivel to a Chai Ve'Lavin, unless he's Zar Etzla Me'ikara. He was offered to her originally. Rashi says, La'fu ki machzeg rishasai ve'yavam l'shuk, de'lav zar me'ikara hu. Yavam l'shuk or machzeg rishasai, it wasn't that they were originally osra to her. It's because of circumstances that happened that she became osra afterwards. That does not constitute zar etzla me'ikara, and therefore, she is mutter to eat truma, even if she's nival, in such a case. Now, when the Gemara presented the shayla of b'nei tzaras erva, if they're mutter l'kohuna, according to Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, l'may nafkim, you know? According to us, we pass like Beis Hillel. What's the nafkamina? L'mishad v'lad ma'atzer grushasai l'Beis Hillel. What's the halacha of v'lad ma'atzer grushasai? A man who divorces a wife and she married someone else may not remarry his wife that he divorced. It's called Isser ma'atzer grushasai. What happens if he remarried her? Are her children pogum l'kuhuna? Is a daughter from that remarriage mutter to marry a kohen? So the Gemara is trying to figure out if b'nei chai ve'ilavin, it's not zarat l'mei kara, are they considered pegum and lekuhuna, either bnei yivam l'shuk or bnei machzeg rishasai, who are chayvei lavin? The children that come out of such a union, are they considered pegum and lekuhuna or not? Tosfos asks a shaila. Why does the Gemara say l'may nafkamina l'mishat machzeg rishasai? The Gemara says the nafkamina is for children of a machzeg rishasai. What the Gemara say? The nafkamina is for Beis Hillel, for children of a regular Yavam L'shuk. True, Bnei Tzaras Erva, according to Beis Hillel, are not Bnei Yavam L'shuk. But in any other case, except Bnei Tzaras Erva, a regular case of Yavam L'shuk, a woman was Shemeres Yavam, and she went ahead and got married to somebody else. Are her children Pegum L'kuna or not? Why does the Gemara have to say the Nafkamina of Rabbi Shua Shaila is for Bnei Machzer Grushasai? Let the Gemara stick to the case at hand. Bnei Yavam L'shuk, just according to Beis Hillel, Bnei Tzaras Erva are not considered Bnei Yavam L'shuk. But any other Bnei Yavam L'shuk, what's the halacha? Are they mutter l'kuhuna or not? Taisa says, because there's a Gemara, Masech Nesnid, that Rabbi Shua was taka asked about Bnei Machzer Grushasai. But really, it's the same thing. The Maskonos HaGemara, according to Rabbi Shua, is he was made that there were two families who were Bnei Tzaras Erva, and they served as Kehanim Gedolim. So you see that Bnei Chai Ve'Lavin, that are not Zer Etzla Me'ikara, are mutter l'kuhuna, they're not Pugum and l'kuhuna. So it comes out halacha l'maisa at the end of the sugya that Rabbi Shua holds bnei chai v'lamin, they're not zaret l'meikar, like bnei yivam l'shuk, bnei machzer grushasai, are not going to be posel l'kuhuna.
However,
when one takes a look in the Rambam, one sees that it's not so poshut b'chlal. How to extrapolate the halacha from the Gemara? The Rambam in Perek Shmitches Milchus Yisurabia writes in the beginning all the different oifanim how a woman becomes a zayna. The Rambam writes a woman who is nivel to one of the suri lavin, to kolshkem the suri kares, or a guy, such a woman becomes a zayin, and she's ushered to marry to a kohen. And she's a bas kohen, she's ushered to eat truma. The Rambam in the end of Perek Yudches Halacha Gimel, in Hilchos Surabia writes, V'chein yivam ha-shabo le'azar, asa zayinah. If a yivam ha-lashuk was nivel to a zar, she becomes a zayinah. And she's ushered to a kohen, and she's ushered to truma. We see, l'chayra, the Rambam paskins against our Gemara. Now the Rambam writes it even clearer in Perek Yudches from Hilchos Surabia, Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Kohen ha-baal erva min ha-rayis, a kohen who's ba an nerva or an echad v'lavin that shavu b'koil. The Rambam paskins that she becomes a zayna. Chazru b'alei abiyashnia. What if he made a second bia? Then she becomes a chalala because she was nivel to an isra kahuna, and the children she has from then on are considered a chalala. Once she's a chalala, her children become a chalala. Continues. Lefika kain hab shabal skukli yabim v'nis abram bia rishayna. A kain that was ba an shemeres yabim l'shuk be a reshain of the lad's kosher. She's not an isri kuna at that point. She's just a regular la. A regular la becomes a zaina from the first bia. A child that is derived from that bia will not be a cholo. And it's kosher lakuna. Chazar abo'aleo. If he made a second bia and then she became pregnant, the child becomes a cholo. She becomes a halala, and therefore her children are thus halala. Because at that point, there is isri kuna. She was a zaina, which is an isri kuna, and she was nivel to a kain, so the children become halalim. And she becomes a halala. Shita Ram is clear in two places that Yivam L'shuk has been Zayna and she become a Chalala also. The Shar HaMelech over here, the Avnei Melum and Simen Vav, Sifkot and Dalad, the Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yishachim Zayin, all ask on the Ramam, it's a pellets against the Mufurish Gemara, our Gemara that we just mentioned, Yeshua holds that Yivam L'shuk does not become a Zayna, and therefore she does not become a Chalala. She's not Zoret L'meikaray, it's not an Isser that she was ushered to her from day one. The only Isser that came
about afterwards, as Rashi explains, she doesn't have a din zayna, therefore we don't want a kal v'chomer from almana, and therefore she does not become nifsal, she's not mischalala, she doesn't become a zayna, she doesn't become a halala. Her children, the Gemara says, mefurish, are k'sher m'kuna g'dayla, they're not psuli kuna. The Rambam that says that she becomes a zayna, and by a second day becomes a halala, and her children become halala from a second day, l'chayra, is in direct contradiction with what the Gemara's maskana was, where Yeshua says, she doesn't become pasul, and her children don't become pasul. Now, Shem Malachim tends the idea that maybe the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yechon Manuri on the bottom of Yidal and Beis, that passing is not like Rabbi Shua. He says that Bnei Yivam Lashuk are actually Pasul Kuhuna. Because the Tesis explains, he also the Kal Vachamer, Ma'al Mona Shein Shavu Bakoil, Ra Pogam, Zushi Yisur Shavu Bakoil, Kol Shkin Rabbi Naz Pogam, and he doesn't hold the Pircha, Ma'al Mona Asma Shkin is Chalelas. So maybe the Rambam is taka passing like Rabbi Yechon Manuri. The Shem Malachim says it's impossible, because the Rambam writes before us that if it's from the first Bia, the child is not a Cholol. And it's kosher lakuna. It's only from the second bia. Rabbi Yechon Manuri doesn't differentiate. Rabbi Yechon Manuri holds even from the first bia. We have kal v'chomer from almana. So therefore, the Rambam definitely can't be going like Rabbi Yechon Manuri. He must be going like Rabbi Shua. And l'chayra, it's seiser. What Rabbi Shua's maskana was that she's not posel. It's not tzaris l'meikar, right? As Rashi and Taisus explained. And the children are not posel. L'roi lakuna g'dar. L'chayra, the Rambam has to be explained. How does he deal with our Gemara? And as we said, the kash is twofold. First of all, how does he explain that the Rabbi Shua says she's not posel? She doesn't become a zayin because not tzaris l'meikar. And the Rambam says she becomes a Zayna, and then afterwards, by the second week, she becomes a Chalala. And secondly, it's fair, the Rambam passed because the children are Chalala, and the Gemara is Mefurish, that the children are Kshayim Lekahuna, even Lekahuna Gedayla.
The Beis Yosef explained the Shitas HaRambam, that the reason that she becomes a Zayna, because there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Yevam Lashok. Shmuel is no Supik about that, and the Rambam understood Lahachmer, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by a Yivam Lashuk. Therefore, she automatically becomes a Zayna. Wherever there's no Tfisas Kedushin, it's automatically considered a Biasnus, since Yivam Lashuk cannot be Typhus in her Kedushin by anybody. Therefore, automatically she becomes a Zayna. Now, from Rashi and Taisus, we see clearly that she doesn't become a Zayna, and she doesn't become Pasul Kohuna. Now, the Milum explains that even if we would say there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Yivam Lashuk, she's not Daima, she's not comparable to any other woman, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by her, that she automatically becomes a Zayna. That there's no Tfisas Kedushin, let's say by an Eved or by a Goy, there's not possibility for Kedushin. Masha'en Kain, by here, she's Oymed for Chalitza and to get married. She is B'Torah's Kedushin. It's not that she's not Kedushinable. She can have Kedushin. Right now, she is stuck that she can't make Kedushin. But as soon as she gets Chalitza, she's Oymed to get married. And more than that, she got married already. Of course she's B'Torah's Kedushin. It's not like the classic case where we say that if it's a bia that cannot have tefisas kedushin, it's considered a bia esnus. There, because one of the people is not possible to get married. So that's called in the b'teres kedushin. Mashen came here, she's b'teres kedushin. Right now, technically, she has a problem, she can't get married. Therefore, we're not going to say that she becomes a zayna because in b'teres kedushin. Al kol panim, we're left to understand what's pshat in the Rambam that he holds that she becomes a zayna, and the children become chalom if it's from a second bia, it's l'chayra against our sugya. And we cannot say because there's no tefisas kedushin in her, because that too is against our sugya. And secondly, it's only a suffik. Shmuel is masupik if there's no tefisas kedushin by Yivam Lashok. The Rambam should have mentioned, at worst, the child is a suffik chalom. The Shara Melech, over here in Perek Yud Ches Menuchas Asuri Bia, the Avni Meluim, in Simon Vav, Siv Kotten Gimel, Menchas Chinuch, Hamitzvah Reish Samach Zayin, all answer more or less the same teretz to explain how the Rambam goes against our sugya. The Rambam says she becomes a Zayna, and eventually a Chalola, and her children are Chalola, and our sugya it's Mefurish, not like that. They all answer as follows. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samach Ches, how do we know that a woman who is Nival to someone who's pasul to her, that she becomes pasul kahuna? The Gemara says, "Amar Avida, Amar Rav, Amar Kro, Uvas Koyin Kisi Elishzar, Kivin Shenival Lo Pasula Pasula." Once she was nival to somebody who's pasul to her, he pasuled her from eating truma. The Gemara on Amud Beis asks, "Ashkechan the truma, the kuna minayin? How do we know that this halacha also goes that she can't marry a koyin? It's not just regarding the Isser of eating Truma, but also the Isser of marrying a Kayin." So the Gemara has a drasha, the Gemara proves it. On Samach Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, "V'eimon nivalo l'posolo af machzegu shasai,
maybe even someone who remarried Masa Grushasai, she also has a din of a zayna. Amrachmana liishzar nishzar etzla meikara. Lafukihai deloizar etzla meikara. He's not a zar etzla meikara because originally he was mutter to her. That's the sugi of the Gemara. From there, Rashi extrapolated that the halacha of zayna is only by somebody who's zar etzla meikara. Now the Rashi asks Akasha, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara asks ashkechan l'truma l'kuna min alon? What do you mean l'kuna min alon? She's a zayna. If she's nivel l'pasala, she becomes a zayna. She's aser to a kain al the isra zayna. Why is the Gemara looking for a new limud to include her in the pasuk of ask kain kish se'elish zar? Why do we need a new limud? It's mafurish a pasuk. To that, the Rashba answers that the sugya and dav samches and dav samchtes holds one of two things. There's a machlekes, what's the definition of a zayna? We paskin like the Chachamim, that anyone who is nival to a pasula becomes a zayna. Rebbe Elazar holds that zayna means an eishes ish shezinsa. That's the definition of zayna. According to Rebbe Elazar, we take need a new pasuk to say that she's pasula kahuna, because zayna means just a married woman who is mazana. Another explanation that Rashba gives why we need a new pasuk to be marba that a woman who was nivel l'pasula is aser to kohuna. Why don't we say that's included in the pasuk of isha zayna machala leikachu? So the Rashba says there's a machlekes in Nachman Vav and Beis if a woman was nensa, she has a din of a zayna. There's two shittas there in the Gemara. The Rashba says the Gemara over here holds that a woman who was nensa is not a zayna. So a woman who is nensa, we need a new pasuk to tell us that she's still pasla kuhuna, not because of the pasuk of isha zayna v'chal leikachu. She's also the kuhuna because of this halacha of avas kain ki se'el ishzar. That's what the Rashba answers. The Gemara in Daf Samach Tes, that needs a pasuk to tell us that a woman who is nivel a pasula is also the kuhuna, and we don't learn that from the pasuk of isha zayna v'chal leikachu, is going either according to Rebbe Elazar, that holds that a zayin is only an eshizish zinsa, or it's going according to the shita that holds that if a woman is nensa, she's not a zayin. So therefore we need a new pasuk to ask her to marry a kain. Now if one holds that a isha who is nensa still has a din of a zayin, this one pasuk is like that shita, and if we hold that a zayin is anybody that's nivel l'pasula and not just shezinsa, like Rebbe Elazar says. In that case, we don't need this new pasuk of uvas kain kisiyas lishzar. Now, that the Gemara said the machzor grushasai doesn't make her a zayin because the pasuk says uvas kain kisiyas lishzar. It's matzma that she has to be zar etzla meikara, and the machzor grushasai is not zar etzla meikara. That's only if you need to learn from the pasuk of Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar. The word Lishzar is Mashma Zar Etzla Meikara. But if we don't need to learn from the pasuk of Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar, if we know that she's Pasul Kuhuna from the word Zaina, so this halacha of Zar Etzla Meikara never comes into play. We don't learn from Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar. The Rambam holds that a woman who's nensa still has a din zayna. He paskins like that shita and that's min rabba min beis. The Rambam also paskins that the word zayna constitutes any woman who's nivel l'pasula, not just ish shezinsa like Rebbe Elazar. In that case, we never have to learn from the pasuk of avas kain ki se'el ishzar that a woman who's nivel l'pasula can't marry a kain. We know that already from the pasuk of isha zayna machalala yikachu. The only reason we need the pasuk of Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar is a halacha for truma, that she's possible to eat truma. For that halacha, we could say it has to be someone who's Zar Etzla Meikara, because we learn from this pasuk of Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar. But if she's a zayna without this pasuk, if we hold that Isha Zayna V'chalala Leikachu, zayna includes any woman who's Nivala L'Pasula, and even if she was Nenas, so we never really need the pasuk of Vaskar and Kisiyeh Lishzar. It never comes into play as far as learning the halacha that she's pasul kahuna. In that case, the halacha of Zar Etzla Meikara never applies as far as marrying a kain.
any woman who is nivel l'pasala, whether it was zaras l'meikara or not zaras l'meikara, is possible to marry a kayin. She is called a zayna, and she's aser. I, the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes, learns the halacha of zaras l'meikara. Yeah, because that Gemara is going like the shita that holds that you need to come onto the pasuk of mas kayin ki yisayin l'shzor to tell us iser b'yilakuna. But if we hold the way Rashba explained, that if you hold that a woman who is nansa still has a din zayna, and any woman who is nivel l'pasala is included in the word zayna, so we never ever learn an isser l'kuhuna from the pasuk of maskayin ki yisayin l'shzor. Everything's already included in the pasuk of isha zayna m'chalala l'yikachu. And the word zayna doesn't say anything about it has to be a zor eslam e'ikara. Therefore, the Rambam holds the Gemara in Daf Samach Ches and Daf Samach Ches is not l'halacha. Therefore, Rashi that said that a machzor grushasai or yavam l'shuk, since it's not zor eslam me'ikara, she doesn't become a zayna, that's why the children are kosher l'kohuna. The Rambam holds that sugya that Rashi extrapolated that halacha from is not l'halacha. We don't hold of the halacha of zor eslam me'ikara in regards to the isser of marrying a kohen. Therefore, according to the Rambam, she becomes a zayna. And by the second via, she already becomes a halala, and her children become halalim. That's why the Rambam paskin against the Gemara. And that's why the Rambam paskin against our Gemara. Our Gemara is based on the Gemara and Daf Samaches and Samachtes. That has to be Zerah Islam Eikara. And since the Rambam paskins, we don't ever have to learn from the Pasuk of Kisi Elishar. We can learn from the Isser of Zayin itself. So as far as the Isser of marrying a Kayin, we never have that rule of Zerah Islam Eikara. Now, in a similar vein, the Menchas Chinuch wants to use this svara to explain the Shita Satur, which L'chayra is against the Gemara. The Torah paskins that Bnei Machza Grushasai are kosher l'kohuna. However, he paskins that Bnei Yavam l'shuk are pasul l'kohuna. Beis Yosef explains, the reason the Torah differentiates between Bnei Yavam l'shuk that are pasul l'kohuna and Bnei Machza Grushasai that are kosher l'kohuna is because Bnei Yavam l'shuk are sons of a woman, she'en bo tfisas kedushin. One cannot marry Yavam l'shuk, and therefore she automatically has a din zayna, and therefore her banim are pasul. Now, we mentioned before that the Miluim asks, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara tries to learn Bnei Machzeh Grushasei from Bnei Yavam l'shuk. What's the Raya? If Bnei Yavam l'shuk are possible because there's no Tfisa's collusion by the mother, how could you bring a Raya from there that Bnei Machzeh Grushasei would be possible? There is Tfisa's collusion in the mother. So the Menchas Chinuch says a beautiful Svara. He says that we find that the Gemara wanted to learn Bnei Machzeh Grushasei from Bnei Yavam l'shuk. That's because Bnei Yavam l'shuk in the Gemara's case were that they went after Beis Hillel's psak and they were matred Tzaras Erev l'shuk. This case of Yavam l'shuk, the children will definitely not be Aser because the mother is Hazadin Zayna.
Why is that? The Rashbam Tshuva writes, and it's Paschal like that in Simon Yud Zayin, that a woman who was an Eish HaSish, and she wasn't sure if her husband died, and she remarried Al Pi Apsak of Bezdin. The halach is that she's mutter to her husband when he returns, because she's considered an Einus. Something done Al Pi Apsak of Bezdin has a din of an Einus. Therefore, when Chaschinuch says, in Mitzvah Reish Samachvav, that in our Sugya, the case was that the women who were Tzaras Erva were mutter l'shuk according to Beis Hillel's Psak. Since they were doing and acting al pi psaka Beis Hillel, which was Bezdin over there, they're going to be considered an einus even according to Beis Shammai. Our sugya holds that a zayna b'einus is not considered a zayna. A woman who's nansa is not considered a zayna. Meila, her children are not going to be children of a zayna, and therefore they'll be kosher l'kohuna. But that's only legabe the iser of zayna, which she's not because she's an einus. However, the Gemara Shiloh over here was al pasuk of Kisi Elish Zar, that there could be another reason that she'll be pasul, because of the pasuk that we learn that pasul is a woman who is nival to a pasula to Truma, and pasul to Kuhuna also, as the Gemara says, Naf Samaches, Naf Samachtes. That's the Gemara Shiloh over here. Is she considered as a woman who is nival to Elish Zar because he's not Zarat Shlomeikara? Al Zayna, she's not a Zayna because it was Ba'inus. The whole Shaila is she Pasul L'Kuhuna because of the Pasuk of Kisi Elish Zor? And if we say that Yavama Lashuk is not possible because of the pasuk Kisi Eleh Zar, because she's not Zaris Lameikara, so the same will apply to Machzor Grushasai. As far as the pasuk Kisi Eleh Zar, there is no difference between Machzor Grushasai and Yavama Lashuk. That the Torah says Yavama Lashuk, it becomes a Zaina because there's no Tfisus Kedushin, that's if it's done Beratin, if it's done Ba'inus, our sugya holds that there's no shame Zaina by something done by us. Therefore, the Gemara in our sugya Al-Koponim compares Machzor Grushasai to Yavama Lashuk. Now, according to that svar, the Menachas Chinuch says another beautiful malach. He wants to answer Taisa's kasha. Taisa asks the kasha, why did the Gemara say the nafkamina is for Bnei Machzor Grushasai? Why did the Gemara say the nafkamina of the Shaila Rabbi Shua is for children of Yavama Lashuk, according to Beis Hill? Why does the Gemara say that the Rabbi Shua's Shaila has a nafkamina for Machzor Grushasai? It's a nafkamina in the case of a regular Yavama Lashuk, that's not Saras Arva. Menachas Chinuch says the Taisa is Pashit. Since, generally, a case of Yavam Lashuk is done by Ratzayn, Menachas Chinuch says that, of course, Bnei Yavam Lashuk are going to be Aser. The mother's going to have a din of a Zayna, and her children will become Halalim. There's no Tfisus Kedushin by Yavam Lashuk. Only in our Gemara, there's a special case because they did Alpi Besen, so they have a din of a Nainus. They don't have a din of a Zayna. Masha Enkein Machzor Grushasai never has a din of a Zayna, even if it's done by Ratzayn. Machzor Grushasai is somebody that does have Tfisus Kedushin. Therefore, the practical nafkamina halachal ma'aser from Rabbi Shua's shaila is from Bnei Machzor Grushasai. True, in our Gemara, the shaila is also from Bnei Yavam Lashuk because she's an einus, because she was doing it al pi bezdin. Therefore, there's a tzad to be matter. But generally, by a regular Yavam Lashuk who does a berasain, she automatically has a din zayna because she doesn't have tefisas kedushin the way the Torah paskins. That's why the Gemara said the nafkamina is for Bnei Machzor Grushasai and not for Bnei Yavam Lashuk.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.